please now burn this and my previous letter. Well, it's probably the most famous spy story, spy network that people have heard of.
We've managed to piece together the story because we have a voluntary statement that was made by the head of the Paris Gestapo, Hans Kiefer. He talks about her great courage, she refers to, and the fact that they didn't manage to get any information out of her when she was being held in captivity in Paris.
Gertrude Bell is widely viewed as the female Lawrence of Arabia, but I always held the view that maybe Lawrence should be seen as the male Gertrude Bell.
They managed to, in a sense, insert themselves into the most important and sensitive elements of the British state, and at the same time were managing to send information to Moscow. It was such a well-planned organisation that Stalin himself thought the whole thing was too remarkable and that it was a British plot to provide disinformation.
I think the popular perception of Lawrence today is Peter O'Toole, you know, piercing blue eyes and white billowing robes. But that's also a myth rather than historical reality.
You're listening to On the Record, a podcast by the National Archives that takes a closer look at the stories you think you know. Here at the National Archives, we are the guardians of more than 11 million historical, government and public records spanning 1,000 years of British history. These original documents have some incredible stories to tell about spies in our midst, if you know where to look. In this three-part series, you and I, with the help of historians and record experts at the National Archives, are going to use personnel files, secret government reports, and declassified correspondence to uncover the true stories of famous spies from King Alfred the Great to the Cambridge Five.